The next patient is Mr. Booker Johnson. The last name Johnson, J-O-H-N-S-O-N. The first name B like in boy, O-O-K-E-R. This is a case, this is the clinical case of a 65-year-old African-American male that is a patient of Dr. Lugo, L-U-G-O. Referred to this office because of deterioration of the kidney function. The serum creatinine that in May was 2 has been recently checked, and it went to 2.39 with an estimated GFR of 29. Unfortunately, we don't have a urinalysis in order to complete the assessment period. This patient has a lengthy history of arterial hypertension, but the blood pressure has been under control. We know that this patient has left ventricular hypertrophy according to the echocardiogram, and this patient also has a history of a stent that was placed many years ago. Period. The most likely situation is that this patient could have a nephrosclerosis. However, at this point, we cannot rule out the possibility of a glomerulopathy that is with a slow progression like IgA nephropathy, period. The patient doesn't give any history of recent upper respiratory infections, doesn't give a history of rash, doesn't give a history of fever, general malaise, as to think that this is an acute process or activation of an ongoing process in the past. The patient is always feeling good, period. The patient does not have evidence of anemia, period. We are going to request the workup for CKD, the basic one, in order to get more information. The patient has coronary artery disease. He hasn't been to the cardiologist in 2 years, but the patient is completely asymptomatic. He has a history of stent in the past. Following number, the patient has a history of gout. He has not had a history of kidney stones, and he hasn't had any exacerbations of the gout. Nevertheless, this is a comorbidity for kidney disease. Follow a number of hyperlipidemia under control with the administration of the statins. Follow a number of gastroesophageal reflux disease. The patient has been taking, by mistake, 60 milligrams of omeprazole, which indeed could make an impact in the kidney function. We are going to stop the use of the omeprazole and switch him to famotidine, 20 milligrams every day. The patient was instructed regarding what to do with the diet, a low sodium diet, a fluid restriction of 50 ounces in 24 hours, and a plant-based diet is mandatory. The restriction of protein is so important, and even more when it's industrial production because of the inflammation related to it. Period, we are going to order the basic workup and we reevaluate right after the workup gets done. Period. Paragraph, I want to thank Dr. Lugo for the kind referral. We'll keep him posted of the progress.